Hello and welcome to The Loop, your emerging cricket news bulletin for this Friday the 15th of March. I'm Daniel Beswick. Ireland has avoided series defeat in India, defeating Afghanistan by 5 wickets in their final one-day international in Dehradun. Paul Sterling and Andy Balbirnie made 70 and 68 respectively to set up the Irish victory, chasing down 217 with just under 3 overs to spare to level the series at 2 games apiece. Speaking to Emerging Cricket, Irish captain William Porterfield praised the work of his spinners during the 5-match series, as well as his batsmen in dealing with spin threats on the opposing side.
We knew that before the tour we were going to have to negate their spinners, but I think the way our spinners have stepped up and bowled throughout the series has been great, and I think that's been key to us being able to come back and level the series, and obviously a few special knocks throughout the way. I think at some points throughout a 5-game series you're going to come under a bit of pressure from the quality spinners that they have, and I think that moving forward into the test match, that's obviously one of the things we have to negate. But the way we've done that throughout the one day series, I think has been pretty good, and then also how our spinners have come into the game and how they've bowled and grown, and especially James Cameron Dow making his debut as well and settling in pretty quickly has been a big plus for us as well.
Andy Balbirnie led Ireland with 215 runs at 71.66 for the series, with Porterfield impressed by his form and his mindset of finishing off games with the bat.
Yeah, look, Balbo's been an exceptional touch. Obviously, that match-winning 100 was a fantastic performance, and we've seen him produce those before. He got 100 against Scotland in the qualifiers, but I think it's a pretty special knock when you come in, not a lot for one, and see the side home chasing 260, but and being there at the end is a great thing, getting 100. But when it's 100 not out, 100 and a big 100 at that, to win a game of cricket for your country is a pretty special feeling, and I'm sure it's going to give him a lot of confidence going into the test match.
Afghanistan and Ireland's last match of the tour is a one-off test that begins today in Dehradun. The USA will make their T20 international debut later today, taking on the UAE at the ICC Academy in Dubai. Former West Indian batsman Xavier Marshall has been selected for the USA for the 2-match series. Marshall played 6 T20 internationals for the West Indies, with his last being the 2009 World T20 semi-final. The men's East Asia Pacific T20 World Cup qualifier begins next week in Papua New Guinea, with the hosts joined by the Philippines and Vanuatu for the tournament. Amini Park in Port Moresby will be the sole venue for the tournament, which begins on Wednesday, with the three teams playing each other twice to determine the only East Asia Pacific representative at the T20 World Cup qualifier in UAE later this year. And finally, groups have been drawn for the inaugural European Cricket League. Favourites VOC Rotterdam have been drawn in Group A alongside Dreux Cricket Club, Cluj Cricket Club and Svaneholm Cricket Club. Group B includes Jandua Brescia, Catalunya Cricket Club, SG Findorf and St. Petersburg Lions. The tournament begins in La Manga on July 21st. To keep up with news from the new cricket world, make sure to follow Emerging Cricket on your favourite social media platform. For now from us, enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are around the cricketing world.